It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, we met a new one this morning.
Yes, we did.
Texarkana, Arkansas Police Corporal Shauna Yance, who has been in law enforcement for a couple of decades. You don't seem old enough to be able to do that.
No.
Oh, I'm old enough, believe me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh.
Well, she's been, and how long have you been with the Texarkana, Arkansas Police Department?
21 years now.
Wow, that's impressive. Now she's a corporal.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she's done a lot of fascinating things. We found out on Facebook, we won't make her go through all of that again, but we found out on Facebook that she spent a lot of time with the crime scene investigations,
right.
Which has always been the most intriguing part of policing. The detective work on that, the crime scene, that's fascinating to me. We all watch those TV shows.
Yes, we do.
And so she's been right in the middle of doing that with all the great new technology that they've come out with over the last couple of decades. But today, she's here to talk about the Drug Take Back Day.
Right.
Now, for those that, I guess, have been under a rock and don't know what Drug Take Back Day means, tell us what that means.
So in 2010, the program got started about a way to get medications, prescription medications, and even vitamins and stuff like that disposed of in a safe manner. That was throughout the nation. And in Arkansas started as well. And so what we started doing is doing these national take-back days where people could bring the medications that their loved one who has passed away, or you're healthier now and you stopped taking a medication. Even if you tried a vitamin and you didn't like it, so you gave it up. They have a place to bring them, and we dispose of them in a safe manner, so it's better for the environment and better for everybody involved that has them.
Yeah,
they
tell us, don't flush it down the toilet.
Right.
Don't put it in the trash can. Don't bury it in the yard.
Right.
Because, you know, it's not good for the environment. Dogs and animals can get
right.
to it and can be dangerous to them.
Right.
People can get to it. It's
right.
just dangerous if you put it in a trash can or something like that. People could get to it, too. I mean, it's just, it's better to take it to a proper place to get rid of it. You said this year already, how much? 700 pounds?
700. Our agency has collected over 700 pounds since January already and disposed of it.
All right. And you gave a remarkable figure for the entire country over the last decade. It's like tons. How many?
Yeah, the DEA, since the fall of 2010, has estimated that they've collected more than 6,800 tons.
6,800 tons in the last decade by the DEA across the country as far as unwanted, unused, expired, whatever, medication drugs
right.
that need to be gotten rid of. That's a lot that would go to the wrong place that now can go to the right place.
Exactly.
And Arkansas Side Police have been doing this for several years, and you do it at least once a year. It seems like sometimes it's twice, but at least once. And so this Saturday, you're going to have officers who are going to be at the Texarkana Emergency Center. That's on the Texas side, which is on Cowhorn Creek. It's right next door to the mall, east of the mall there, the Texarkana Emergency Center. You'll see it on the corner there. They're going to be there from when?
They're going to be there from 8 to noon on Saturday.
Okay, 8 to noon on Saturday. The officers will be there. And you won't have to get out of your car. That's the convenient thing.
Right.
Maybe you're in a hurry, like you were saying earlier, just, you're taking the kids to soccer or,
right.
or baseball or what fall baseball or whatever it is. Or maybe you're elderly and you just got all these drugs. You don't need them anymore. They expired. You want to get rid
right.
of them. You don't have to get out of your car is
right.
the main thing. You can drive up. An officer's going to be there. You can hand it out the window, pop the trunk, and you won't have to get out.
Correct. And you don't have to be from Arkansas. You can be on the Texas side as well. Anybody who wants to return. If you hear this and you want to come bring your expired medications or no longer needed medications, you can bring them that day.
Good, safe way to get rid
yes.
of them. So that's if you can hear this, like you're eligible to do this.
Right.
And the convenient thing is that they'll have the officers there to just take it for you, and you don't even have to get out of the car. Now, normally there are locations, drop-off bins that are there all the time. You just don't have the officers there all the time to be able to say, hey, here,
right.
I'll take it for you.
Yeah, the
but
convenient
the locations that they have, the permanent drop-off bins?
Right now, the two locations that I know of are the Texarkana Emergency has a drop-off, and then behind the Bi-State, there's a box right next to the road, that, and it says drug take-back,
okay.
and you just drop your medications in that box.
Normally, they have one at the Miller County Sheriff's Office, but they're replacing that one.
Yes.
Because of weather.
Weathering. I think it has eroded.
Seen its better day.
Yeah.
Eroded to nothing. No, but they'll get that one replaced. But the good thing about this one on Saturday is the fact The officers will be there, and it's going to be so convenient. You don't, like I said, you don't have to get out and put it in the box or whatever. You just, they'll take care of it for you.
They will.
And they'll be there from 8 to noon, drug take back day. So get rid of that old, unused, unwanted medication.
Clean out a cupboard.
Yeah. Get
top
it safely
fridge.
Away.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.